spring. Time for cherry blossoms, long walks, outdoor eating, and of course, baseball. Oh, this is good for the Nats, who've warmed up over the winter with a few weeks in Florida. But what about you? Are you ready to play baseball or softball without getting hurt?
Let's find out what happens this time of year and how to prevent injuries with personal trainer Fairfax Hackley in your Best Body Report. Hello, Hack.
Hello, Sean Hillary.
So what springtime injury really winds up hurting so many of us?
Well, you've heard that phrase that we all love, play ball.
Mm-hmm.
But the key thing that happens that all of us get really excited about going out and wanting to play baseball, so we pick up a softball or hardball and we throw it as hard as we can, we end up with the proverbial shoulder injury.
Wow.
That rotator cuff. The arm is dangling to our sides because primarily the shoulder is the most unstable joint in the whole body. So think of a teacup sitting on a saucer. It doesn't take a lot to dislodge that from its lodging. And if you're not careful, you will have that injury.
Okay, what exactly causes that?
Mostly, Sean, improper warm-up, mm-hmm. deconditioning, and the biggest thing is improper throwing mechanics. Most of us really never really learned how to throw. We throw at our hands, our elbows, our shoulders. We don't point our non-throwing hand in the direction of our target. We throw too fast. We think in terms of acceleration, which is the most powerful phase of the throwing, and deceleration, or the release of follow-through, which is the most violent. So if you understand how the body works, you can prevent a lot of these injuries to that shoulder.
Well, help us understand, Mr. Hackley. What do people need to do before heading out to throw that ball?
The most important thing, Hillary, is the proper warm-up. Make certain that you do your stretches properly. Most of us don't know how to stretch our shoulders. We go out and we see ball players, but they put their shoulder, actually an elbow, in the wrong position. And one of those things is crossing your body with your pushing your elbow with the opposite hand. That's really a no-no. You can actually cause more damage. So, you know, make sure that you know exactly what you're doing to do that. Strengthen your arms slowly. Start with shorter distances. Don't try to throw all the way from center field to home plate. You know, picking up rocks and little things like that, and making certain that you actually do the throw properly.
All right. It's time for trivia.
Trivia! Which we love. On this day in 1910, President Taft started the tradition of throwing out the ceremonial first pitch in baseball.
Mm-hmm.
Also, in 1964, Hall of Famer Sandy Koufax threw his ninth complete game without a walk. And on this day, Noah Webster edited his first edition of his dictionary. Of course, my favorite word, trivia!
Trivia!
He has 70,000 entries, and he sold two volumes for 15 cents.
Wow, and I bet they were pretty heavy. You could have worked out with them.
Exactly.
Thank you, Hack. That's Fairfax Hackley in your Best Body Report.